With SRN News, I'm John Scott. There have been thousands of evacuations as deadly wind-driven wildfires rage out of control near Tinder Dry, Los Angeles.
The flames started near a nature preserve in the inland foothills. This woman in Eaton Canyon, Lori, says it escalated quickly.
My husband saw it was maybe 5 feet high, and then the gust came and it just blew up.
She told KABC these quick wildfires are no surprise.
The drought, we haven't had any rain in the mountains so dry, it'll just go in a puff.
Staff at a senior living center had to push dozens of residents in wheelchairs and hospital beds down the street to a parking lot. Another fire is burning in the Pacific Palisades neighborhood. A third wildfire has forced evacuations in the San Fernando Valley. I'm Ed Donahue.
Many Hollywood stars, including Mark Hamill, Mandy Moore, and James Woods, evacuating their homes. An area stretching from Texas to Tennessee, bracing for an expected snowstorm, even as some other parts of the U.S. hit by plunging polar vortex this week are beginning to shake off its icy effects. The National Weather Service says a mix of sleet, snow, and freezing rain expected to fall on that stretch of the South starting Wednesday night or early Thursday. Heaviest amounts in parts of Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Oklahoma, and Texas. Also at SRNNews.com, President-elect Trump asking the Supreme Court to convene in his New York criminal case. Former prosecutor Andrew McCarthy says politics is behind Judge Juan Merchan's insistence on holding a sentencing here on Friday for Donald Trump on 34 convictions of falsifying business records.
What this is all about is a cabal of hardline Democrats who want to get this guy sentenced so that they can brand him a felon as he goes into office. That's really all it's about.
This is SRN News. The religious balance on Capitol Hill shifting.
Membership in the Catholic Church is declining in this country, but the number of Catholics in Congress is going up. The Pew Research Center has been tracking the religious profile of the legislature for decades, and it reports that in the 1960s, there were about 100 Catholics in Congress versus roughly 400 Protestants. Today, the 119th Congress, which was sworn in last week, features 150 Catholics and slightly less than 300 Protestants. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Everybody seems to be talking about Dietrich Bonhoeffer, the legendary Lutheran pastor from Germany executed by the Nazis in 1945 for his role in a resistance movement. His story came to the big screen in a movie called Bonhoeffer, Pastor, Spy, Assassin. He joined officers within German intelligence who were conspiring to overthrow Hitler. He approved of plans to assassinate the Nazi dictator. This is SRN News. A Federal Reserve official weighs in on interest rates and proposed tariff policies.
The Fed's Christopher Waller says he expects inflation to move closer to the Fed's 2% target over the next few months, even if the president-elect follows through on talk of tariffs. Waller says he expects it would not have a significant or persistent effect on inflation. Speaking in Paris, Christopher Waller did not go into detail about how many interest rate cuts he would like to see this year.
That's correspondent Ed Donahue. An independent watchdog finds the IRS has improved its overall taxpayer service through Democrats' Inflation Reduction Act, but still faces delays processing claims from a pandemic-era tax credit program. In addition, the report says there have been lengthy delays in the resolution of eligible employee retention credit claims submitted by employers who rely on those refunds to stay in business. More details at SRNNews.com.